I don't know if you know this, but the world is crazy. There's pedophilia and pornography and moral scandals. There's lies, there's deceit. Doesn't seem like there's a Christian leader in sight. There's wars, there's rumors of wars, there's murder. You know what's even crazier? That the Christians who lived 2,000 years ago, the very first generation of Christians, could have said the same thing as they ruled with the Romans. Moral decay and all this corruption. So where does this put this? Do you ever wonder, like, God, if you are in control and you can make the nations do whatever you want, why do you let the people that are so far from you rule the nations? Why do you let this happen? Well, once in a while, God pulls back the curtain of prophecy. And we see that in the book of Daniel. And he has a statue, and it shows a couple things. It shows that the Babylonians were going to be defeated by the Persians, and then the Persians by the Greeks, and then the Greeks by the Romans. But still, God, what are you doing? Like, why do you let them thrive? Well, we see that God even works through those ways. He lets Pharaoh bend to his will to let his people go. We see God, unbeknownst to Pilate, crucify the Savior of the world. And do you think Nero and Diocletian were thinking, oh, this is going to spread the Christianity faith as they persecuted them? No. But God's in control, so what does this mean? I don't know what's going to happen next week. I have no idea. But I do know this, that God is absolutely in control. And there's no man, there's no woman, there's no political country that is outside of God's influence. But you know what I do when I'm really feeling a little bit scared, a little bit worried about where things are going? I think of passages back from when I was a kid, and this is from Isaiah chapter 9 that tells us what kind of God we have. This is Isaiah chapter 9, and it's a prophecy. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And there's one more verse. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. No matter who's in office now, their rule is going to end. But God's reign lasts forever. So go be salt and light in the world. Be an informed voter, an advocate, and look out for our country. And take a stand to let God's will permeate. But also know that God took a stand on this earth, and he went to a cross, so that we don't have to worry about this earth because we have a place to go. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, the world is crazy. You lived in it as you came here. You left your kingdom to come here. The world crucified you and rejected you. We pray that we have a heart that knows you. We have a heart that recognizes that we can't control the world, but you can. And when we don't understand it, we pray that we just humbly accept your will and understand that you're going to make things work the way that you want them to work so that your plan always happens for the people that love you. We ask this in your name. Amen.